Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Plus Model Radio, the number one podcast for plus-size women. I'm your host, Shanice Lewis, coming to you live from Los Angeles. Today is Monday, March 22nd, 2010. The new Plus Model Radio website was launched this month, and if you haven't already, make sure you check it out at www.plusmodelradio.com. There you can get more information about the show, submit to be a guest, and check out the links of our supporters. And don't forget to add us on Facebook at facebook.com/plusmodelradio. And as always, we've got a fantastic show for you. We have a very special guest this evening, Becky Meza, who is from Torrid's marketing team and is going to give us a real hot exclusive on today's show that I know everyone is dying to hear because we love Torrid so much. It's one of our favorite stores. Before Torrid launched in 2001, there weren't many shopping options for the fashionable plus-size girl. Torrid was created in response to an overwhelming number of requests from young plus-size women and plus-size teens looking for fashions that fit them and a shopping experience that they could finally feel excited about. Torrid recognized this and created a woman's plus-size fashion line inspired by fashion icons, runway shows, music, and pop culture. Torrid believes that beauty comes in many shapes, sizes, and styles and brings that philosophy to every aspect of their business, including using a plus-size fit model for their line so customers can get fabulous fashion in sizes 12 to 28. Whatever you're shopping for, from plus-size fashion designer clothes to plus-size fashion for teens, is their mission to make sure you look and feel totally gorgeous. And let's welcome Becky to the show.
Hello. Hello, Shanice. Hello,
Hi.
Listeners.
So how are you doing today, Becky?
I'm doing great, and honestly, I couldn't have said it better myself. Everything that you've just said about Torrid is 100% the truth.
And did I pronounce your last name correctly? Is it Meza or Meza?
It's Meza, yes.
Meza, okay. Now, for those listening that are not familiar with Torrid, tell us about the store and the types of clothing that the store carries.
Okay. Well, like you had mentioned, we are definitely a curvy fashion retailer. Maybe tailoring to the young, modern fashionista. But I think, in our opinion, what makes us stand out from the rest of the retailers out there doing plus size is, one, that we do this with heart. You know, like, it's not only something that we do, but we know that there is an emotion behind it and that the shopping experience is an emotional experience.
Right.
And we recognize that and we address that. I mean, you know, going into any one of our stores, you would find that really any of the Torrid associates treat you like they become your personal shopper, you know,
right.
Like they treat you as like a friend and someone that's coming in to like hang out with them for a bit. And,
right.
You know, they will do everything to go above and beyond that experience of making you feel comfortable. And, you know, I mean, I personally have my own experience, but we can go into that later. But, you know, they really do make you feel, like, so special and just, like, it's for some of these customers, and I was one at one time myself, you know, it's the first time that you're, like, really, I can wear these super cute, you know,
right.
jeans or tops that my friends are wearing, but I was never able to fit in them. So, you know, it's the first time that you get that, like, wow, I do look cute. You know what I mean? It's the first time you get that feeling. So every one of our Torrid associates recognize that. And, you know, going into a store is really like, it's supposed to be, it is. So if it's not, you let us know, but it is a fun experience. And, you know, everybody is just so excited and excited about the brand. And then the second thing I think that makes it stand out is, that we truly are a fashion forward retailer. You know, I think we've reached a point at Torrid where we want to be known for the fashion. Like, we want to be able to compete with those other retailers that are selling the cute shoes and the cute accessories and the cute clothes. Because
some things
at
Torrid you can't find anywhere else in plus size.
And we're exactly. And so, and it really is like we take it to the next step where we do take what's going on in the fashion world and in the runways and in Europe and Paris. You know, we really do take those trends and try to bring them and, you know, tailor them to our customer and our curvy girl. And, you know, I think that's what makes us stand out, because we're not just doing what everybody else is doing or, you know, whatever else is out there. Like, we really do try to bring those fresh new trends. And again, like you said, like some of the stuff, like, nobody else has it. And, you know, there's no reason why we can't compete with those other retailers when the only thing that makes us different is that, you know, our sizes go up a little higher, and that shouldn't be a bad thing. You know, that's actually a good thing. You know, when most of, I think the average size in the United States, and this has been for a couple of years now, is a size 14, you know,
that's
like, I don't understand why we're so, you know, segregated and to the side, you know, when it's like, we're just like everybody else. There's nothing different.
What are some of the current trends for spring that Torrid has out right now?
Well, you know, speaking of, again, bringing the fashion trends that are happening in Europe and other places, right now, obviously with the springtime coming in, we're definitely showcasing our dresses, and we have a lot of, like, floral prints, as well as the plaid. You know, the plaid was there in the fall, but it's reinventing itself for the spring in different silhouettes and in different, you know, whether it be tops or skirts and whatnot. We also have some ethnic prints that are coming to life, and we're going with this whole, like, Coachella festival feel for some of our spring collections. You know, we have the whole, like, just very relaxed type of prints and fashion. We actually have this new feature on Torrid.com. It's new because it's something that we're kind of working towards making a more regular feature, but we are showcasing a couple of lookbooks right now. Our Torrid.com team has been doing an amazing job at just, like, putting these lookbooks together to kind of give you a whole feel of the collection. And,
it's like the outfit together, head to toe, that you can pull.
Yep, and it's very inspirational. We have one up right now that's called Dixie Chic, and it features, like, plaid and belts and more of the flower prints I was talking about, with the dresses with the cowboy boots, you know, that's always in some destructive denim. And we also have one that's more for, like, maybe almost prom-inspired, since I know it's kind of around the corner for some of our younger fashionistas, and it's more of, like, the formal dresses and the bold jewelry and lace details. And then we just launched last week, I believe, a spring lookbook that's more swim focused. And that one, I have to say, is my favorite right now.
Right.
It's like the cutest thing ever. It was shot rooftop, so it gives it a whole different Miami type of feel.
Yeah,
so
really cute. Shout out to Plus Model Denise, who really
yes. Doesn't she look amazing?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, and that one just features, like, the swim and the skirts, and all of these feature our fierce heels and rompers and all that good stuff. But
What attracts you to work for Torrid? Are you a plus-size woman yourself?
I am. I'm a solid 12, sometimes a 14. But, yes, I am a plus-size woman myself. It's a funny story, if you don't mind me sharing. I know only a handful of people know this story, my Torrid story, I like to call it, but I'm not originally from the LA area. I'm actually down from a border town called El Centro. And when I was, it was around the time of like when girls start shopping for the prom dress, and I knew I was going to prom. I just didn't know what to wear. And I was actually accepted to Cal State Fullerton, so I came to do some paperwork and whatnot. It was around that same time, that springtime, and I came with my family up to like Fullerton area, and you know, I wanted to buy a dress out here so I could wear something that none of the girls down in my hometown would wear, you know. And so I'm like looking, I'm like asking around, like, where's the closest mall? And the closest mall to Cal State Fullerton was the Brea Mall. And this was back in 2003. And so then I check out the Brea Mall. I start shopping at all the, you know, the traditional retailers, if you will, for prom dresses. You know, I hit up the Macy's and the Windsor and all those type of stores. And honestly, an experience that is supposed to be so like joyous and exciting and happy ended up being like one of the worst experiences I had ever had. Like,
really?
I was in tears. I was in tears at the Brea Mall. Like, nothing fit. Like, literally at Macy's, I tried on a size 13 dress and it didn't even, like, I couldn't even get it in. Like, I couldn't even get it in my body. And
then
I was in
tears. And then you're just like a size 12, 13. Imagine someone a size 20.
Uh-huh, exactly. And so it was one of those, like, wow, like, they really don't, like, think of us, you know, the ones that have a little bit extra. Like, it was so many emotions. It's like, so emotional. You almost feel, like, unattractive, and you're kind of looking at all these other girls that are trying on a million dresses, and you're like, I want that. Like, I want to be able to try on a million dresses. Like,
right.
I couldn't even get one to fit. And so it was crazy. We were sitting at this bench, and I was just ready to go up, and I was like, I guess we'll just have it made or something. Like, I didn't even realize that I was in this, like, bracket, you know. It was one of those moments, and it was actually my dad that he goes, hey, Becky, I just saw this, like, mall across the way that says plus size. Like, do you want to try it? And I'm just like, and then there's that whole, like, when you're kind of borderline, there's that whole, like, oh, my God, I'm plus size. Like, you know, that whole, like, thing.
You didn't
but
want to cross
I was
over
like,
to the dark side.
I know. Yeah, it was one of those moments where I was like, I didn't realize. Because, mind you, because I was from a small town, I was so used to wearing the T-shirt and jeans. I was never, like, totally, like, a fashion-y girl because, again, the options weren't there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I just didn't realize it. And then I did go, I walked into the Torrid store, and surely enough, it was back then when it was still a little bit on the gothic side, but I saw this, like, pink dress that popped out at me, and I said, that's the one. Like, I am going to find the size that fits me because that's the one. And so I ended up finding the dress there, and again, the girls were so excited. And, you know, like, now that I work at Torrid, finding out that it had only opened in, I believe it was 01, so I was like, it was a fairly new store, and I was so lucky to have come across it and, you know, have found it, and it totally, like, it turned my frown upside down, literally. Like, I was in tears, and then when I walked in there, the girls kind of noticed that I was, like, not really, like, into it, and they're like, oh, no, girl, like, this is going to fit you, like, da-da-da, and, you know, and of
and
course
so
I was happy. I was able to wear a size 0, which is the first in my life. But
and so now,
fast forward
to today, and you work
today.
At Torrid as a part of the marketing team. So what do you do as a part of the marketing team at Torrid?
Yeah. Well, you know what, you know, just kind of tying into that story, like, I went through my college career and not even, like, putting two and two together. And then once it was time to graduate, I actually saw the Hot Topic tent at our career fair. And I was like, oh, my goodness, like, you know, hello, like, where have I been? Like, I felt like I was so into, like, the school experience that I totally forgot about Torrid. And then I like, that whole, like, that those emotions and stuff just kind of came back to me. And I was like, oh, my gosh, where have I been? And so I gave them my resume and everything. And that later that summer, I got a call back for an internship opportunity. And so I was like, and it was for the marketing team. And I was like, well, I mean, I'll take it. I don't have anything else going. Plus, it's Torrid, like, hello.
Right.
And so, you know, I went through the whole, obviously, like, interview process, and now being there, like, honestly, just leaving the interview, I was like, I need to work here. Like, there is no other way. Like, this needs to be mine. Like, I was so set on it. And sure enough, like, I am there now. And I started as an intern. And luckily, that I started as an intern in 07, which is when we were still doing the in-mall model search events. So I got to see, like, the behind-the-scenes work of those model search events when we had, like, they picked, like, four cities, and they went out to four cities and did these, like, in-mall model search events. So I got to see those happen. And so obviously that's a part of, like, what I do with Torrid right now is the model search events. And fast forward to, like, the following year in 08 was the first year that we ever did a runway show as part of our winners that won the model search. So that was fun. And in 08, we also transitioned to opening the model search to a nationwide model search. So girls could enter at their local Torrid or mail in their entry form.
So you always work on model searches.
Mm-hmm. I always work on model search events. And then I also monitor the social media sites, which I strongly want to recommend everyone of your listeners to add us on Facebook and Twitter and MySpace, because I do know that this year Torrid is working on some hot new projects, you know, anything from like ticket giveaways to artist meet and greets, and all of this is to be announced, but I know that it's in the works. It's good projects and fashion giveaways. And all of this will be exclusive to our social media fans and friends. So
that includes Facebook, Twitter, and does it still include MySpace, or MySpace is kind of lax?
MySpace is it's still trucking. We still have about 20,000 friends on there, so we are
still
using our MySpace. Yes. So, and then for Facebook, it's just facebook.com/Torrid. So it's easy.
So tell us about some of the new features on the Torrid website, because there's a lot of exciting things going on the website right now.
Yep. We have a ton, and I'm sure there's more coming. Our Torrid.com team is really, like, kicking butt nowadays, and so there's a ton of new things coming. One of our most popular features right now is the dressing room. And it was put there because of, I think it was requested. We got a ton of requests, like, asking for a feature like this that would be fun to put outfits together. And the fun thing about it is that it is powered by Polyvore. So it's something, we have a menu with the Torrid items, and you can put outfits together, or even just, like, if you're going for, like, your own little collection and you want to just put pieces together that resemble your collection, you could actually save that and you can share it on your sites, and I believe you could save it as a JPEG and put it on your social sites. Like, you can share it. So it's really exciting, and I've seen a lot of bloggers using this. So it's definitely a fun feature, and it's just fun to play, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then we have what we call the Sizzle, and that's our own Torrid blog. It's what our copywriters and, you know, our contributors feel that, you know, our fashionistas should know about, like, new things coming up, or, you know, sales and whatnot. But it's more of, like, the fashion and what's going on with Torrid specifically.
Okay.
And then one of our very exciting ones is our As Seen In section. And this one, we compile every time that Torrid is featured, either Torrid items are featured in magazines. So we'll go ahead and clip that and have it all in one page for you. But it's exciting. I mean, sometimes magazines pick up our shoes, our accessories, our denim.
And it's not just plus size media all the time.
Oh, no. We get pickup from, you know, I think last year one of our biggest ones that we're so excited about was Teen Vogue. They picked up a couple of things, and, you know, our accessories are usually featured on People's Style Watch, and so we have a couple of really good magazines that pick stuff up. Mm-hmm. And then we have our media room, which is something that we're really, like, trying to move forward with this year and make it even more exciting and more content. And the media room will feature behind-the-scenes footage from our photo shoots and any new, like, like this year we did an exclusive Valentine's Day video featuring like lingerie and like, you know, fun, cute outfits for Valentine's Day, and the spokesperson for the video was our celebrity stylist, Art Khan. Mm-hmm. So that was a really fun video. And so this media room will feature all videos, all toured videos. So that's exciting. And then we have our community piece, which is it's more of like, you know, we have a couple of different fun articles where, you know, we started doing the how to dress like Kesha or how to dress like Katy Perry with our product. So it's inspirational, you know, like it's fun articles that are just kind of for entertainment. Mm-hmm. So we have a lot going on online, and then with the social media piece, and then.
And also on the cover of the website, or the homepage, I should say, is Whitney Thompson, who's America's mm-hmm. Next Top Model Cycle 10 winner and a friend of the show. Now tell us mm-hmm. about Tor's relationship with Whitney.
Yeah, well, last month, Tord was actually featured in the Tyra segment. She was doing the plus size model search, and it was a 2-day show. And we provided wardrobe and fashion for the girls. So that was exciting for us to be, you know, even if it was a small part in it, but, you know, it was very exciting for Tord to have the association with Tyra.
Right.
And then Whitney, you know, Whitney was actually came out to our model search last year, the one we hosted at FITM at FIDM.
Yeah, she was the host, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was the host, and we absolutely fell in love with her. She was such a just a great person to work with, and, you know, she's really, like, trying to, you know, push plus size out there, and, you know, she's really doing a great job at representing. And so because of this whole Tyra relationship that we had, Whitney actually came by our offices and came by our studio, and she did a lookbook for us and shot a couple of things. But she was honestly a pleasure to work with, like, so much fun, such a nice girl. And yeah, I mean, she's doing a great job at representing. So the lookbook is still up on tour.com if you guys want to check it out. It looks beautiful. It's great.
Yeah, she's a really great mm-hmm. model. And mm-hmm. I'm still talking about the website. There's also a program you have for the customers called Diva Style. Now tell us, what are the benefits of joining Diva Style?
Well, Diva Style is an ongoing, it's a rewards program. So what you do is it's completely free to sign up. You sign up, and once you spend, I believe it's the cap is $250. Once you spend $250, you start receiving all these. Every time you shop, you get 5% off. And then for your birthday, you get a coupon for $10. Like it's literally almost like $10 cash. And so you go in and you buy, you shop, and then you also get exclusive sales. Like, there are sales that happen that are only for Diva Style customers. So, you know, that perk is always a good one. And I do know that for this year, they're working on, you know, adding even more perks. So if you haven't joined our Diva Style program, I definitely recommend you do, because there's a lot of good stuff coming as well.
Now tell us about this exciting announcement that I know everyone is waiting to hear, and we've tortured them. I thought about everything else.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. So, you know, as I mentioned, I help with the production and the planning of the model search, and we feel that we definitely, although we're not, I guess, we can't be everywhere at once, but we do feel that there's a need to reach out to a certain audience, and we feel that this is the year that Tord can cross the oceans and conquer Puerto Rico.
All right.
So Tord is going to be launching in Puerto Rico this year, which is exciting, and your listeners are the first to know the official news.
The Plus Model Radio exclusive.
Yes. Yes. And so, you know, there's still some details being worked out, but I can confirm that Tord will be launching in Puerto Rico this year. And we, you know, all of the details will be coming on to tord.com. soon, really, really soon. So, you know, just stay posted on that. And again, on our social media sites, so we will make the announcement once we get more details. But we are planning to host a model search. So it should be exciting. It'll be a whole new, you know,
Now, will the model search
girl.
Be exclusive to Puerto Rico, or people
yes.
in America can join too?
They can, but you know, the idea is to make it, because it's an island and it's in a whole different, you know, area. We are hoping to make it more of like the old school, the in-store model search.
Okay.
Field. So it'll be more like that. But on the flip side, we are still hosting our national model search, and details to come on that later in the summer, because we usually host that one in the summer and then have the runway show in the fall. So that's still to come. So more details to come on that. And then just keeping with the modeling at Torrid angle, I did want to mention that Torrid.com is always looking for fresh faces. So if, you know, if you can't wait until the model search, or if you just, you know, randomly feel like, I need a model for Torrid, Torrid.com actually always accepts applications year-round, and you don't specifically need to be from Southern California, although, you know, that's kind of what girls think, only because you have to provide your own transportation, but it really is open to anyone, you know.
So you don't have to have an agent to model for Torrid?
Nope, you can model for Torrid.com, and it's on the website as well. I believe at the bottom of the homepage, it says, like, do you want a model for Torrid.com? And they're always looking. So it's always a plus.
Well, awesome. And so tell us the official website again for Torrid and all the social networking sites.
So for Torrid.com, we'll have obviously the latest details on this model search on both of them, now that we're going to have two this year. So we'll have more information on Torrid.com, and you can visit our community site as well from there. And then for Facebook, it's facebook.com/Torrid. And for Twitter, it's Torrid_Divas. And for MySpace, it's Torrid_Diva_Nation. Torrid Diva Nation.
Well, all right. Well, thank you so much for being on the show.
Yeah, thank you for having us, and thank you for letting us break some breaking news.
Yes, I'm excited. I feel important.
Yeah.
Like, this is the nightly news. We're breaking the hot stories.
Right here. We had to interrupt for a special announcement.
Well,
but thank you so much
again
for having us. Yes.
And continued success with your career at Torrid.
Yes. And hopefully you have us again when we have more information and more details.
Oh, yeah. Just let me know. I'm ready.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Guys, have a good night.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And thank you to our guest this evening, Becky from Torrid. And I'm so excited that Torrid decided to break the news on Plus Model Radio. And tune in next time, and we'll have more Plus industry professionals with stories that not only inspire you, but to keep you connected. And if you're interested in advertising on our show, being a guest, or have questions, for more information, visit us online at plusmodelradio.com. And if you haven't already, don't forget to join the Plus Model Radio fan page on Facebook at facebook.com/plusmodelradio. I've been your host this evening, Shanice Lewis. Thank you for tuning in and supporting Plus Model Radio. Until next time, keep thriving in your curves and be blessed.